Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today, we are joined by Liz Baker, Director of Research at the Southern Arizona Research Science and Engineering Foundation.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's the mission of SARCEF?
SARCEF works to empower Southern Arizona's kindergarten through 12th grade students to participate in science, technology, engineering, and math. And we do that through research and hands-on project-based learning.
How does that work with the schools?
What SARCEF does is we go out to the schools and do free educational outreach in classrooms, teaching students how to do science and engineering projects out of something that they love. So if a student's interested in football or dance or the environment, we tell them how they can make a science project out of it and empower them to be able to do research and make a difference in the community or just investigate something that they might like.
And you work with school districts from all over Southern Arizona?
Yes, we work with 75,000 kids across Southern Arizona. So they can be from as close as schools in TUSD and Sunnyside districts to as far as Yuma and Florence. SARCEF encourages students to do research projects by first going out to the schools and helping them generate ideas about what they care about. So if a student notices a lot of graffiti going on in a national park, like one did last year, they might talk about that with a group, and we help them think about ways that they can make that into a research project. They then spend the next couple months investigating that topic, learning more, and solving that problem. And then their work culminates by going to the science fair to celebrate their work.
And there's a science fair coming up.
There is. The SARCEF Fair is coming up March 2nd through the 5th. It's free and open to the public from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The very best time to come and see the projects is at our Future Innovators Night, and that's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Friday, March 4th. That's when we'll have 60 hands-on exhibits from all over the community, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family, in addition to being able to see the top work from all over Southern Arizona.
And where am I going to take my whole family?
To the Tucson Convention Center. We're in the exhibit halls where the gym show is.
What is the grand prize?
We give away a trophy and a check to every student that gets a first, second, or third place. And there are a lot of them because we have a lot of different categories and interests. However, the very top prize is a trip to the International Science and Engineering Fair, where high school students can go and compete for a $75,000 award.
And where and when is that going to be?
The International Science Fair is happening in May in Phoenix this year, which is really exciting. And I encourage all Tucsonans to make a trip up to Phoenix the week of May 8th to go and see the best projects from all over the world.
Do you have a website that people can consult?
Yes, our website is sarcef.org. That's SARSEF.org.
Tell me more about the graffiti project.
A sixth grade student last year named Xylia Pikos went out to Reddington Pass, and she noticed as she was there with her family, there was a lot of graffiti all over the park. And it really bothered her because it was a favorite spot of hers, and she'd been going since she was 3 years old. So she decided she wanted to make a difference and see if she can help one of her favorite spots in Tucson. What she did was she collected rock and cactus samples and took them home, and she put graffiti on them and then used different graffiti removal products. And over the course of 3 months, she measured the environmental impact that the graffiti removers had on the pH of the soil, as well as things like the health of the cactus itself. She then took all of her findings and a group of friends and removed all of the graffiti that she could find in Reddington. She not only did an amazing research project, but she applied it to help the community.
Let's talk a little bit more about SARCEF. You've been around for a long time.
We have. SARCEF's been around for 61 years. It started at the U of A for only TUSD students back in 1955. Now we've grown to reach 75,000 students across Southern Arizona, and the projects that'll be coming to the fair this year are only the top 5,000 of those.
So the foundation of the foundation is education.
Exactly. The primary mission of our work is to make sure that students know how to think critically and solve problems. We don't want all of these students to become scientists and engineers, but we do want them to be able to think for themselves and look the world through a scientific lens as they grow up.
And then it branches out into science and engineering.
Absolutely.
But you also do liberal art.
Yes, we incorporate arts into the projects. So if a student's passion is art or dance, we help them figure out how to study that through a scientific lens or design something through engineering that might help them with their passion.
Is there any other project that you really like?
Absolutely. One of my favorite projects was done by two students on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. They noticed that their grandmother was getting very sick, and they suspected it was because her house was very cold at night. So they set about designing and building a solar heater that would help her. And they did it by just finding trash around on the ground. So it was mostly soda cans, cardboard, tin foil, and duct tape. And they used the engineering design process to build and redesign and perfect the solar heater. And they ended up with a product that not only lasted her through the night, but was so low cost that everyone else on the reservation started using it.
Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me.
The SARCIF Fair is going to be held from March 2nd through 5th at the Tucson Convention Center. And the most interesting night to go is on March 4th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. when it's Future Innovation Night. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.